CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and we have Melanie Cunning with us. And she's going to talk about a very important show, a fun show coming up. It's by the University Singers. It's their spring show, and it's called
Gospel and Other Good News.
Okay, well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So tell us about the show, Melanie.
Yeah, it is. It will be a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
The University Singers spring shows are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, clearly from the title, is focused on gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And the other good news songs are songs that are not gospel, but have some vague gospel connection to them. They'd be songs, there are some songs in there by James Taylor, Leonard Cohen, Dolly Parton, Joe Cocker, of all people, and some others. And as a member of the choir, I can tell you with absolute certainty that you will absolutely be entertained. This is fun. There are choir songs that involve the full choir. There are small group songs, as usual. There are solos. There's a bit of dance in there. Mm-hmm. There's kind of something for everyone. And some of the songs are, you know, the foot stomper, hand clapper kind of songs, and others you're going to have a tear in your eye.
Okay.
Anybody who has seen the University Singers do the song of Bernadette. I've done this one several times now, and each time I just like I well up because it is so beautiful. And there's a number of songs in that vein. So, let's say, something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, unusually, there is only one performance rather than the usual two. And it is Friday, March 29th, 8 o'clock, in Centennial Theater. The tickets are available through the box office.
Okay.
I can give you the number, but nobody will remember it. Anyway, it's the Centennial Theater box office, which is open from 1 to 4 p.m. weekdays. Mm-hmm. If you reserve your ticket on the phone and use a credit card for the reservation, there's a $2 surcharge. So if you can, get yourself down to the box office and buy a ticket.
Yeah, sounds great. What a way to start spring.
It's a great way to start the spring. Mm-hmm. It's not horribly expensive. There's actually a little bit, there's a discount for people who are part of the university's Senior Academy for Lifelong Learning.
Okay.
Which people may have heard of. But in any event, if you're part of that, your rate is $20. And you get a huge amount of entertainment for $20 or $23 or $25, whatever, however much you pay. I believe that the rate for students is $15. The rate for seniors, unless you're a member of Senior Academy, is $23. And all other adults would be $25.
Good.
But definitely a deal and a great way to start the spring, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Don't wait too long to find your seat, to go and get your seat. It's reserved seating, so you don't just show up and choose your seat mm-hmm. when you walk in the room. You have a reserved seat waiting for you. And at this point, the seats are actually kind of going at a pretty good clip.
Mm-hmm.
So don't wait until, I'll wait until the day before and then I'll make a decision and I'll go in, because chances are your seat will not be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's only one show as opposed to the usual two, you don't have that much choice. It's one night and one night only.
And so, one chance, that's right.
One chance to go and have fun and sing along if you like. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to sing along, you can at least sit back and enjoy those of us up on the stage who are singing away. And just a tiny little plug for me.
Mm-hmm.
There is a ticket sales contest.
Okay.
So if you are listening to this, tell them Melanie sent you when you go to get your ticket.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's part of the sales contest. So But that's less important than just getting a ticket and going.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun for the whole family.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Good. Sure.
Old, young, whoever. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been now with the group, Melanie?
Oh, my God. I was trying to think earlier. It's at least 10 years.
10 years.
At this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was young and fit when I first joined, and now I'm a little old and creaky.
No.
And there's, we were commenting the other day that some of, there's what they call the community members, mm-hmm. who are the non-students who have been with the Singers in some cases for at least as long as I have, if mm-hmm. some longer. And in the course of the show, there's a certain amount of standing and singing mm-hmm. on what they call the risers. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of sitting down, getting comfy while something else is going on stage,
okay.
Small groups and solos, and then standing up again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of creaking knees over in my section as we stand up and sit down and stand up and sit down. And we all look like we're struggling a little bit to do this, except for the students who are totally capable of this and more. So, if you like good music, if you like gospel, even if you don't like gospel, you will certainly find something to enjoy, even if it's just to watch me standing up and sitting down with difficulty.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
Oh,
anything
welcome.
Else you wanted to add?
I don't think so. I think that's just don't wait till the last minute because mm-hmm. you say, oh, I'd really like to go see this, but you don't really want to be, you know, in the far wings
exactly
of the theater. And, you know, one night, and we're certainly hoping it will sell out, and it's doing pretty good, so don't delay.
Good. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.